Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Es mi placer darle la bienvenida a una conferencia muy especial. Muy especial. Esta tarde en el centro de Vanderbilt Kennedy. El autismo en inglés conjura visiones espantosas para los padres. Y no es en ninguna manera diferente que oír la palabra autismo en español. Nuestro mundo se hace frente con muchos asuntos difíciles y cuando implican a niños puede ser especialmente desafiador. El Dr. Carlos Marcín ha estado resolviendo este desafío en su país de origen de México. Huh? Wow. Okay, my daughter completely done. Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to welcome you to a very special afternoon lecture at the Vanderbilt Kennedy Center. And what I said was autism, the word in English conjures up frightening visions for parents, and it is no different when hearing the word autismo in Spanish. Our world is faced with many difficult issues, and when they involve children, as all of you know who work here know about the Vanderbilt Kennedy Center, it can be especially challenging. And I think it is the case that Dr. Carlos Marcín has been meeting this challenge in his home country of Mexico for many years. Dr. Marcín has a PhD in clinical psychology and has been a professor of clinical psychology and developmental disorders for many, many years. I'm not going to say how many, but it's at least as many as I've had my PhD. He obtained an emeritus professor medal at Iberoamericana University in Mexico City, and as a professor has been counseling and supervising master's students and PhD students for many, many years. His first clinical psychology job began at the National Institute for Child Protection in the 70s, working with doing psychological assessments for children with multiple disabilities. In 1980, he joined the Navy in Mexico and was in the psychology department for the Mexican Navy, working with parents and relatives of children with leukemia. We should talk about the program that we have here, working with children with leukemia and the psychological impact that the diagnosis has. In 1983, he moved to a nonprofit organization at Intercontinental University to treat childhood psychosis and autism, which was the launching pad for what he's doing now. And I think in the 1990s, he realized after many years in Mexico that, like here in the United States, there is just so little opportunity for families to access care for special schools, for special interventions. And so launched in the 1990s CLIMA, Clínica Mexicana Autismo, and now has created a network of clinics and schools around the country, treating hundreds of children. And I visited the school in Mexico City, and it's really just a fantastic program. During the past 15 years, he's obtained funding from international sources, has built international collaborations. And I met Carlos last July when I went down to Mexico City for a conference that CLIMA jointly sponsored with Autism Speaks called Autism Speaks to the World. It was a conference for families and professionals alike, and the room, which held about, I think, 1,200 people, was packed for the entire conference. That is, they didn't just come for the first day to see the first lady, but they spent the entire conference there. So it was a fantastic experience. We've had many conversations and visits when I happened to go to Mexico City, and I thought it would be wonderful to have Carlos visit here and see what we're doing here in autism to try to develop more interactions between us. So Carlos, welcome very much. Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Very nice to be here. thanks to Pat Levitt and local authorities invite me, came into to Vanderbilt. When people from USA comes to Mexico, they always try to be friendly, talking some words in Spanish, like Pat did, you know. Hola, amigos, you know. Buenos dias. Me gusta mucho el tequila. Now it's my turn to be friendly, trying to talk in my bad English, you know. I am going to talk about some facts, how we cope with autism in Mexico, and future direction in our program in CLIMA, you know. CLIMA is the Clínica Mexicana de Autismo, Mexican Autism Clinic. Everyone knows Leukanner syndrome. And in 1943, Leukanner told us about a unique, early, strange childhood disorder. Currently, it's no longer so rare and is more frequently than we thought. That's why today we talk about the autism spectrum disorders, a very complex heterogeneous neurodevelopment disorder, and what's the situation in Mexico. We also have the autism spectrum disorder, you know. CLIMA is a non-profitable organization in Mexico. Due to the lack of public and private institutions for the treatment of autism in Mexico, CLIMA was founded in 1990 with the collaboration and hard work of a group of the therapists and parents. The mission of CLIMA includes development of specialized programs and activities that foster the integration of autistic individuals into society and prepare their families to achieve a higher quality of life, with the final outcome of giving priority to the dignity, rights, and needs of autistic individuals. CLIMA aims. The institutional vision is to remain on the cutting edge of autism treatment, offering courses and organizing conferences to professionals and parents, training staff to acquire the tool to serve people with autism, and to maintain the institution's commitment of trustworthiness to the donors and to the autistic children until they reach adulthood. CLIMA all over Mexico. CLIMA helps in the creation of new non-profitable organizations of parents and professionals in other Mexican cities where research and educational service for autistic individuals is not available. At the national level, CLIMA provides information to advocate the protection and assistance to people with autism. Up to now, CLIMA is a network of geographic areas of work in Mexico that include okay, here is our map, Mexico country, and this is my working area, you know, from Tijuana, Mexicali, Ciudad Juárez, Hermosillo, Sonora, Culiacán, Chihuahua, and here we have León, Guanajuato, Mexico, Mexico City, Puebla, Chiapas, Tuxtla Gutierrez over here, and at the end, in the south part of our country, Mérida, Yucatán, and you probably know Cancún. Yeah. Okay, this is my job working from Tijuana to Cancun. Here are the CLIMA Psychoeducational Schools Service Centers. As you can see, this is the 15 affiliated autism center. We have two of them in Mexico City, one in Yucatan, the other one in Cancun, Centro Contacto de León, Guanajuato, in Puebla, Chihuahua, all over the country. Since 1990 to 2007, we got 15 centers for more than 600 people with autism. Some of the institutions no longer stay with us, like Contacto and the Niños de Ciudad Juárez. I don't know why. Long ago, we used the E2 Bernard Lindam questionnaire for parents, like a diagnostic tool, you know. Long ago, I am thinking since 1983, probably, you know. And in Mexico, we don't have tools for the assessment. The first tool that we use in Mexico was the E2 from Bernard Rimblen. You know Bernie Rimblen, yeah? But right now, we use the CARS, the Children Autistic Rating Scale, the psychoeducational profile, and the idea is in Spanish, IDEA. IDEA means inventario del espectro autista. It's a very nice tool. It's from Spain. You probably know Angel Rivière works in Spain. No, not at all. Well, it was a very, very good researcher, you know. Also, we use the ADOS and the ADR, but just for research and aims, you know. And for the early detection, we have the MCHAT for the screening, and also we have our own early detection tool. It calls ADEC, Autism Detection Early Childhood, in a Spanish version, you know. Let me tell you something about the ADEC. It has an easy preverbal test, you know. It can be used with toddlers from 16 items only. We have a 16 items only, as you can see. Response to name, imitation with a drum, upset with a line with blockers is disturbed. Gaze switching with the tiger or a car toy. Eye contact in a game engagement. Functional play, toy development or a car. Pretended play with a yellow phone. Reciprocity of a smile. Response to everyday sounds. Gaze monitoring, follow point. Respond to verbal command. Demonstrate use of words. Anticipatory posture, pick it up, nestling into caregiver, gestures, wave bye-bye, low kiss, ability to switch to the new task. I can tell you this screening tool, it has a 91% sensitivity for Mexican population between 18 months to 3 years old, you know. It's a good one for us, yeah. I don't know if we try here in Nashville with a Hispanic population, yeah. Can we do it? This is the only tool validated in Mexico to find children at risk to have autism. teaching about autism in Mexico. Annually, CLIMA conducts a master course in autism intervention therapy. Up to date, CLIMA has graduated 13 generations of professionals with a total of 180 therapists in Mexico City and 410 in another Mexican states. But as Pat Levitt says, it's not enough. No, for sure. We have 15 institutions in all other states outside of Mexico City. They have copied CLIMA's model and serve 600 families as the direct beneficiaries. In this slide, we have our master degree plan, you know. It's in Spanish, and we have three modules for the 140 theoretic hours and 120 hours of practice, clinical practice, to have the master degree. The first module, the Autismo Clinic, the clinic of autism, it has a Kanner syndrome, DSM-4 criterias, classic authors, diversional diagnostic, autism spectrum, tools for the diagnosis, early detection, and development trajectories. Also with a workshop research, you know, Seminario de Investigación. In the second module, the autism processes, we teach a lot about some neurological basis, perceptual inconsistency, communication disorder, executive dysfunction disorder, central coherence, weakness, central coherence, theory of mind, behavior disorders, cognition disorders, feelings, disorders of the affect, memory disorders, and also we have a main item over here about conscious development disorder, you know. In the third module, the intervention, we have the early intervention, Lovaf methods, ABA method, Teach method, PEC method, family intervention, of course, some of intervention, alternatives interventions, like horse therapy, you know, and music therapy, probably diets. And then in this item, we have the inclusive model, you know, to have the autism children at regular schools. Okay, this is what we do with our students to be a therapist with autism children. Suggested readings for families. Our approach is to give the best information to families so they can defeat autism, if we can say it, you know. The first one, the first book is Parents Also Teach, is from Spanish Autism Association. It calls APNA, you know. It's from the Angel Rivière author. It's printed a long ago, 20 years ago, but it's in our native tongue, and it has the ABA approach, you know. Talking about Lovaf's ideas, we have a video, Teaching to Learn. It's a video and a manual taking Ivar Lovaf's ideas. Then we recommend the me book. You probably know better than me. The Catherine Maurice book also, What and How to Teach. Temple Grandin book, probably is not the name of the book in English, Through the Doors of Autism. It's a Autism Emergence in here in USA. Yeah, that's the name. You know the Temple Grandin book? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We also use four manuals from the British Autism Association, the four phases that families have to face. Also, we have an oldie book from Elizabeth Gerlach, you know. This is the treatment guide for autism children. And it's a very nice good book because it has a lot of hints, you know, about medication, treatments, diets, everything. And probably at the end, it will be very interesting for you, the mother. Is this an animal or a human being? It's a book, yeah? It's Thinking on Details, a book from Hilde de Klerk from Belgium. And it's about hyperselectivity and central coherence weakness. It's a very fancy book, and it's a very practical book for families, you know, because this is a nice book to understand how the autism children looks for details and having some kind of understanding the environment. Yeah, let me show you one slide about this. Okay. Mother, is this an animal or a human being? Mamá, ¿es eso un ser humano o un animal? And you can see at this slide, Thomas is a 9-year-old autistic boy, and Thomas is Hilde's son. And once in the bus, he did the following question: Mother, is this an animal or a human being? You can see a woman who looks like, I think like a sheep, yeah? Like an animal, yeah? Thomas stared at this woman and then asked his mother, Mother, is this an animal or a human being? Because Thomas was so confused about the woman's hair like a sheep, you know. But let me show you another example of this book, Thinking in Details, Weak Central Coherence. Thomas, excuse me. Thomas' father says to his wife, I am going to shopping with Thomas. And Hilde says, it's okay. Then Thomas' father pick up the beach bag, this one. And then Thomas thought that they were going to the beach, you know. And when they get to the supermarket, Thomas refused to enter, and his dad was very puzzled with that reaction. But he didn't understand Thomas' upset behavior, because Thomas was waiting for the supermarket bag, not the beach bag, you know. This book has a lot of examples like this one. Okay, on this slide you can see how we deal with autism. Besides, we have the parents' comments that probably explain us why 40% of families do a real commitment with a treatment, you know. Okay, we use the LABAS method, PRT from Robert Kregel, ABA, sensorial integration from Geners, teach from Eric Schoppler, the PECs from Bondi and Frost, and the interactive game with normal kids is a book of Pamela Wolfers. And at the end, the diets, you know. The parents' comments are, LABAS treatment is with difficult rules, non-friendly, hard to apply, so demanding. With the PRT, Kegel's work, good for daily action, very practical. From the AB method, more reinforcement for young infants, not easily to be accomplished all day long. It's easier for short periods. With the sensory interaction therapy, the comments are, it's very simple, very friendly, but without outcome, without progress. Non-effective as the families need. With the teach method, difficult to apply in all the method guide principles. Many families use only the visual support of the teach method, you know. Very useful as a communication visual support, you know. With the PECs, parents are afraid their child will prefer not to speak, but it's very useful at home. With the Pamela Wolfer program, useful as a step before sending the child to regular school, mothers can do it with their neighbors' children. Very important to help autistic children learn how to play. And finally, about the diets, difficult to apply and very expensive. Very promising as a hope of cure, you know. At the end, not so entirely successful with the diets, as you probably know. Okay, here we have last year we got this information from ACDIS database in CLIMA. Autism children in 8 cities. Mexico City, then we have Hermosillo, Culiacán, Chihuahua is the biggest state in Mexico. Then we have Ciudad Juárez, yes, of course. Then we have Puebla over here. And then we have Mérida, you know. In this slide, we have an autism amount population of 564 children in 8 cities. The highest amount of autism population is in Mexico City. This is reasonable because we have a 20 million general population over Mexico City, you know. Besides, we have a higher rate of population in the north side of Mexico, like in Chihuahua, Culiacán, Hermosillo. And finally, lower rates of autism population in the south side of our country. Here we have these numbers that tell us, I don't know. Now, let me explain something. Probably this number just tell us that, that the higher rates are in the northern part of Mexico. Over here, Ciudad Juárez, Hermosillo, Mexicali, Tijuana, and Chihuahua. The reason could be related to the closer to USA borderline, you know? Yes, of course, truly. And they have been, they have learned more about autism than in the southern part of our Mexico country. And due to the fact of being farther from Mexico City, the southern part seems to have less information about autism, and then less amount of identified children with autism. Yep. Let me tell you about this slide that from families coming to receive the diagnostic. Out of 1,099 cases, 511 turn out autistic. Non-autistic, 533, and just 2% for PDD and 3% for Asperger's syndrome. For non-autistic diagnosis, we got mental retardation and communication disorders. In this slide, we have the 564 autism, gender, clima, and institutions affiliated, and probably we have the same numbers. It's a constant all over the world, you know. 4 to 1, yeah, males and females. Okay. This is a complicated slide. Let me explain something. In the psychoeducational profile from the TEACH method, we got a development age only. We don't have an IQ. Yeah. Then the scores was from 564 cases in 8 cities. The higher rates. Are under 3 years old development age. Compare just to 30% of our kids with development age above 4 years old. And this is the population of high function autism children that goes to regular schools, you know, the 30%. This slide shows you the same picture as the last one, telling us that we have more children in the severely and mildly autism function than in a high function autism children. In Mexico, the statistics tell us that the general media population have a 3.1 ratio of children per family. And in this slide, families with an autistic child, the numbers are less to have another child. Is probably this is the stop it phenomenon that you were talking about. Yeah? Here we have 68 families just with one SIP, 30 families with two SIPs, 8 families with 3 SIPs, 3 families with more than 3 SIPs, you know. Then we can see over here the stopped phenomenon. Sibling disorders. Okay, This is a very interesting slide because it shows us a lot of disorders in siblings that could be correlated with a broader autism phenotype concept. Also, we can see the autism siblings present at the same numbers that in international scores mentions over here, about 5% of autism siblings. But we have a language disorder, dyslexia, defeat allergies, epilepsy, learning disorder, hyperactive, you know. This is a very nice slide because if you do the assessment and when the families came to us talking about the family, they told us they have another kid with this kind of disorder, you know. Family disorders also. So in the same survey for families, relatives, we got these numbers that show us a whole spectrum disorder that could be related with a broader autism phenotype. Here we have 95 cases, 23 with allergies, 4 with schizophrenia, 23 with the language disorder, 7 with epilepsy, mental disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, 7, dyslexia, 5, mentally retarded, 4, depression, 3, suicide, 2, audition disorder, 3, Down syndrome, 3, autism, 3, relatives, Asperger's syndrome, 1, aphasia, 1, asthma, 3, learning disorder, 2, hypothyroidism, 1. Yeah. It's hardly to mention that numbers, you know. 8,087 autistic children under treatment. Maybe it's just about 20% of our autism population in our country. Definitely, we are not happy with these numbers, you know. In the National Education Bureau, they have around 5,473. In the health system, only 715. And in all around our Mexico country, in private special schools, 1,300, and in Crimea we have 1,399 cases. But probably this is not true because they just mention not autism diagnosis. They do just only, they talk about autistic traits, you know. Mexico newborns numbers in 2005. We have each year 2,500,000 newborns, Mexican newborns. Then, if we take in account these numbers, then probably we have at least 37,500 autistic children, you know. For instance, if we use the one autistic child per 1,000 typical child, then we have 2,500 autistic newborns per year. Since 1990, using these numbers to 2005, we have 37.5 million Mexican newborns. Probably one autism for 1,000, we have 37,500 autistic children. But it's just an estimated prevalence. It's not true. National Education Bureau database from 1996 tell us we have 45,956 children with autistic traits, you know. And it's unknown how many autism adolescents and adults we have in Mexico. Summary, we only know how many true autistic children we have at private CLIMA-affiliated institutions. There must be probably more than we know, but it's not for sure as a high prevalence as in developed countries. The siblings and relatives disorder suggests a lot of associated phenotypes. The need for a Mexican autism research agenda. Autism on the increase. Autism, once considered a rare disorder, has increased dramatically, at least in one in 150 in 2007. In the past 6 years, there has been international prevalence studies reporting a 150% increase in the number of reported cases. Currently, CLIMA estimates there are more than 95,000 individuals with autism spectrum disorders in Mexico, and about 2,500 new cases of autistic children were born each year in our country. The National Education Bureau, the Public Education Bureau, doesn't make true diagnostic assessment because they only speak about autistic traits without using any autism specialized test. In further, we can ask for the National Education Bureau autism statistics information, but can be ruled out or considered as real. To be bound Mexico autism population, we must write out an epidemiological research. What is going on in my country according to autism research? Mexico has a small number of experienced high-quality clinicians who are working specifically on autism issues. Sorry. And just a few researchers interested in autism field. CLIMA is the only strong foundation from which to build greater capacity through enhanced focus funding, training initiative, and a focused research agenda. The examples that already exist can be seen in the autism institution network that we have developed all around the country in the autism community in recent years, since 1990 to 2007. CLIMA has a first 13 professional staff training, ADOS 80, in autism-related diagnostic, screening and assessment, and there are relatively few accredited professionals training and experience in providing validated effective autism treatments. However, increasing the numbers of ASD researchers and research projects will almost certainly have a domino effect, producing more diagnosticians and a commensurate numbers of treatment providers. The implementation of Mexico Autism Research Agenda with adequate funding supports for research and training will build a capacity in the field of autism research and their requisite associated clinical expertise throughout Mexico. Okay, the good news. The DIF system over here is the National Development Family System, you know. CLIMA and the DIF system will begin the early detection and intervention program this year. The DIF system has 5,600 daycare centers with about 300,000 children under 3 years old. And we are going to screen all of them. Yeah, a big job. In the first step, we are going to do the screening with MChat for mother concerns. In our second step, we are going to use the ADEC to have a confirmation children at risk or to become autistic. In a third step, early intervention in a daycare centers with normal infants, you know. It's very important to say that because children at risk today goes to our special schools, not to regular schools with normal kids. Then the approach is an inclusive approach, you know. We're going to give 2 or 3 years of early intensive intervention, early intervention. Probably, I don't know if you know the Denver model. It's from Sally Rogers and Jerry Dawson, and probably it's in a research model, you know. But in this model, in the Denver model, we have a development approach intervention, an ABA and PRT intervention, and the Denver model is about a brain social circuit, you know, and if you want to have a good outcomes with intervention, you have to stimulate all the circuits, the frontal lobe, the temporal, and the limbic system to have a engage with a child, you know. That's a Denver model, but actually, early in the morning, I was talking about the triad model, and it's a very, very nice model. Congratulations. It's a very nice model. Yeah. Probably it's best than the Denver model right now. Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay, with this model, we'll try better development trajectories. And we will do the IDOS assessment to measure outcome and confirm or refuse autism diagnosis at at the end of the program, you know. Finally, autistic children are in good hands, not on my hands. President Calderon and his wife are going to phone us by the DIF system to have the early intervention program. You know? That's all, folks. I just want to say good luck to the Nashville Predators hockey team fans. Thank you.
Stay here. We have time for some questions. I'll do the first one before I ask Dr. Moon.
Yeah.
300,000 screens a year.
So no, in 3 years.
In 3 years.
Yep.
100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So who's doing it?
Okay. We are going to train 100 people to do that.
Yeah. That's... Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So they're going to be doing it full-time, basically.
Yes.
Right. And you're going to have them in each of the CLIMA locations?
Yes, that's right. That's the idea. Yeah.
And they'll go to the daycare centers.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, do we have anything like that in the United States? I don't think so, do we? No, we don't have anything like that. So you see?
Wow.
Already ahead.
Early.
Yeah.
So how much stigma is attached still in the society? How much do you have that parents are ignorant or want to be remain ignorant? How much they try to not admit the disease? And how much are the kids ostracized by their other peers in
regular schools? Yeah. That's right. We have a big stigma, you know, because at first, Mexican population doesn't have no knowledge from autism field, you know. But also, Mexican is a surrealistic country, you know. You know, surrealism. And the Mexican psychology is a very subjective pattern. Another thing about this is that rich people doesn't want to have normal kids staying together in regular school with autism children, you know. And in the public education system, the teachers doesn't have any methods to do the treatment over there. They don't have any assessment or mentors to do something good in the social skills for the autism children that goes to regular schools. I think currently, right now, the populations begin to be aware of autism, you know, but it's a long road to have this.
Affordable is it for families to be a part of CLIMA?
Oh, no.
Not
affordable? It's not easy, you know. We are a private, non-profitable organization, but the poor people that doesn't have money have to fight to find funds, you know. If they don't have money, they will try to go to businessmen, and they probably have a donor to have a fellow, and then is that we have around just 20 or 30% of our children with we call condición vulnerable, you know, with very, very poor people. As you see in our map, with the DIP system program, we can reach poor people because at the day centers of the DIP system, they go children with a low
income.
Yeah, income. Yeah. And that's why we have just a few cases in all over our country, because we have 50% of our population is with a lower income. We do a lot of things, you know. Annually, we have about 5 events, you know, raising funds, yeah, to having money for the poor people. Yeah.
We have a small reception outside for those of you who wish to have a little bit of a whatever it is, water and wine or whatever. I want to thank Dr. Marcin again.
Thank you.